Okay, folks, we are live. Live streaming is on. This is Siege the Day with myself, Dave Gahary, and James Mason. And I am going to make sure that we are broadcasting live on FTJ Media. It looks like we are. It even says, I am live. And one of these days, I'm going to figure out how to make that say something else other than I am live, which it should say something else, like the name of the show.
Well, we are live, but Jimmy Carter ain't.
He's not. No. And thank you for bringing that up, because this is the National Day of Mourning. Or observance,
for some.
Let's see if we could find out about that, and we could knock it out right away, because we know that the post office is closed today. Federal employees are off today. Jimmy Carter's, let me put this here, James. So we're on the same page. There we go. Let's magnify that a bit. How does that look?
Well, I got a nice, big, beautiful headline, Jimmy Carter's funeral in Washington, D.C. Well, you know, I sat through about a half an hour's worth of that from 8:30 to 9 o'clock. Boy, what a sorry-looking bunch of son-of-a-bitches in those front rows. Sons of Mondale, sons of Gerald Ford, all the living ex-presidents, of course, Trump and Melania were there. And I listened to some of those eulogies. God damn. We are really run by some rotten, clueless sons of bitches.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, I never really encountered the like until I started reading the Old Testament, particularly the prophets, the Lamentations, talking about the kind of bastards that were in charge there then. Because you got to remember, that was a white state until they began assimilating the very people that God said in the earlier books of the Bible, you got to kill them all. But they assimilated these people, and they went to hell. Now I'm looking around the crowd there at the National Cathedral in D.C., and it's just salt and pepper all the way. Yeah. Salt and pepper.
Yeah. Do you want me to show a little bit of that?
Well, if anybody out there doesn't know what a racially mixed crowd looks like, go ahead.
All right. Okay. Let me bring it up here, and we'll take a look.
You were talking about when my brother Jeremy died.
Let's get a shot of the crowd. Okay, so there he is outside. All right, let's. Oh, you know what? I could do something else. Let's do this. Let us. What you could do is you could make this thing. Here it is. You can make this the entire. Somehow you could do it. I got to figure out how to do it.
You had it pretty good there a
All
second
right.
ago.
How about now?
There you go. That's pretty good.
Okay, good. Let me just move a little forward. So there he is.
All honor to that piece of shit. And it's more pieces of shit and clueless bastards up there.
There's your crowd.
Yeah, well, and the Marine Corps orchestra, Marine Corps choir, salt and pepper.
Right, there you go.
And,
The crowd looks pretty white.
I don't know what the denomination there is. It doesn't even matter. But no. All kind of, if there's bishops involved and some nigger bishop sitting there wearing the robes and everything, You know, it could be Solomon's temple in the decadent days of ancient Israel. And they think they're great and they're good and they can't figure out what the hell's going wrong. And they're just hailing these bastards.
Right.
And they're clueless.
Yes. Yes. I think generally clueless applies to most humans.
But by God, they shouldn't be at the top of the heap. Unfortunately.
Somehow it happens. I was looking at coverage of the fires, as everybody else is, yesterday, and there's this Newsom guy. I looked over to my oldest son and said, how did the biggest garbage in this country become leaders?
That's right. That is right. Well, there's that old take on
live. And if we die, we die unto the Lord.
You could talk over this guy. The old take.
That old take on one of Hemingway's books, and it goes like this. The scum also rises.
Yeah, but it's just, it's hard to comprehend. To wrap your mind.
I raised our hands and almost nobody.
Okay, so there's that guy, whoever he is.
But for the many wonderful.
Whoever that guy
not
is.
Not all of Jim.
Don't know.
Gerald Ford's son. Walter Mondale's son.
I see.
All these fine institutions, fine, excellent institutions.
Yes.
Now they're riddled with these shit hooks, while the whole foundation of the country just has gone to hell.
Exactly.
And they just get up there and they talk big mouthfuls of shit.
It's tough measures.
Yes. And they believe
it. God's
and they believe it.
Like
it.
No, it's, so I answer your question. Hey, Papa.
No, it's not Vance. I don't know who the hell that is.
Who's this?
Do you want to know?
Fuck him anyway.
Fuck him, exactly.
And they had some religious type up there. Hey, there you go, right there. My dream girl.
Yeah. Your dream gorilla.
Yeah, gorilla yeah, right. My dreams.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Ugh. The strength of character is more than title. Or the power.
Oh, that's
hold.
Biden trying to talk.
Yeah.
It's the strength to understand that everyone should be.
Go fuck yourself.
Many
Biden.
Faith traditions.
Just fucking die. Die fast.
Well, then we'll have to endure this shit again.
Right. Right. That's you're right. Well, look, he can't be around much longer, so we're
no
going to have
way.
To endure. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd rather get it over with.
Yeah, he'll be in hospice care.
Yeah, exactly.
If he's not already.
Exactly. He probably is, yeah. Okay, let's see what's going to happen next.
But they had some religious type up there when I first tuned in talking some kind
of shit.
Reading
from the Gospel according to St.
Yeah.
Matthew.
There you go. And this is what I realized,
knowing
you know,
Jesus
when I was like
5 years
old.
They were,
I'd go to Sunday school, dragged in there by aunts and uncles, you know, and they're talking
so
their shit. Hey, there you go. Whoever the hell he is, fuck him, right? And at 5 years old, I know nothing is being said.
And
nothing of any value is being said.
That's pretty amazing.
Nothing
at
you can apply
age.
To anything. And I said, I don't need this. Fuck all this.
It just didn't make sense.
But then I dug it out on my own when I got to be in my mid-40s, and it makes a hell of a lot of sense, but they won't touch any of that.
No, of course not.
Because it goes against them.
Yes. Well, I mean, overall, I think the crowd looked pretty damn white. This is, of course, the Washington National Cathedral.
Yeah, that's just blasphemy that this kind of shit should be going on in a place like that. I'm sure Solomon's temple was at least that magnificent. You know?
Oh, sure. At least we don't have a Washington National. Do we have a Washington behind National Synagogue?
Well, we got Arlington Cemetery, and I guess Carter, having been a serviceman, is going to wind up. Oh no, I guess he's going back to Georgia.
I don't know. Did they say?
I think he will be buried in Georgia. That's my understanding.
His second administration. President Biden defeated him 4 years ago. President Biden.
Why do they keep calling that asshole Biden president? I mean, come on. Okay.
Well, that must have been tough for Trump to sit there and keep a straight face through all that.
I saw a snippet of him whispering in Obongo's ear and cracking jokes, and Obongo was smiling. So. Who knows what the hell he is doing?
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Yeah.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know. Okay, that's done.
Yeah, enough of that crap.
Yeah, we're gonna get. Yeah,
I've said my piece on that.
Yes,
man. All high civilizations die in exactly the same way, same reasons, same symptoms, and we're no exception.
Exact, because humans don't change.
They don't change.
Human behavior dictates the way civilizations will unfold.
They don't learn. They don't learn a damn thing.
No, that's why that saying "there's a sucker born every minute" exists.
P.T. Barnum.
Yep.
And he would, we got a Barnum section out here to the south and west of me, Barnum Park, in fact. And I guess he would bring his circus in here at certain times of the year and just basically camp out.
Ah,
yeah,
cool.
Barnum Park.
Yes. Okay, there is a National Synagogue. Let's take a look at it.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Now, let me see if I could do that same thing, James. Is it big?
No.
It's small?
Yeah. You got the whole page taking the screen, but the photo itself is
oh, no, that's okay. This photo right here, there it is.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. So that is Ohev Shalom Synagogue. An Orthodox Jewish congregation.
Well, I guess that makes some kind of difference, but not to me.
Yeah, not to me either. The National Synagogue. Let's see what it says here. Okay. I don't know. I mean, it's...
yeah, they should have held this thing there.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't know. Fortunately, there's not too many of these sons of bitches. So,
but there are too many.
You're right. There's way too many.
One
is too many. Exactly. Exact. 100%. There are way too many of these fuckers. All right. Let me get rid of this. All right. And let's go over here. It's enough about Carter, right?
That's more than
enough. Yeah. Let's just go back. Quickly, if we could, that poor lady, that piece of fucking dog shit Guatemalan burned alive.
Yes.
Let me do that same thing I did. It's up there, James. Looks
good.
Yeah,
I can't believe the face on that bastard.
I know. Just ugly.
Man, that's evil. That's evil. Fucking evil.
Pure
walking.
Evil. Here's the story behind the woman set on fire in the NYC subway. Yeah, it is evil. You're right. Piece of shit's name is Sebastian Zabeda. Woman set on fire inside a New York City subway has raised questions about how a former cheerleader and a Merck employee who fell into homelessness became the victim of an attack allegedly by a deported migrant.
This is the girl here.
That's a girl.
In better days.
Yes. It is difficult to fathom what could lead someone to commit the atrocious and horrific murder with which this defendant is charged. Yeah, no shit. 57-year-old Deborah Kawam, resident of Toms River, New Jersey, was sleeping on the train when Sebastian Zepeda set her on fire and watched her burn. And there she is. Took nearly 2 weeks for police to identify her. The Coalition for the Homeless had initially identified her as possibly homeless, but confirmation was pending verification from her family. Nonetheless, a vigil was held for Kwam last month, where the community came together to honor her life, despite not knowing exactly who she was. Miss Kwam and her loved ones deserve a measure of justice, and New Yorkers deserve to feel safe in the subways.
Yeah, right.
Fuck you. Yeah. Right.
But what the hell? What the hell are we looking at here? Vigil held for woman burned to death on an NYC subway. What are all these niggers doing here?
Let's find out.
And local religious and anti-violence leaders gathering in Coney Island tonight to remember that victim who was burned to death on the subway. Fox 5's Jessica Formoso joins us live from the Stillwell Avenue station, where they all have come together. Jessica, what's the latest?
Bianca, that's right. And they're still here. They're upstairs in the platform praying for the victim. They say that this was a horrific crime that should have never happened. Now, it was Sunday morning when the victim and the suspect were in the same subway car, and he lit her clothes on fire, the woman burning alive. Now, the prayer vigil taking place here at the same subway station where the woman was burned alive, her identity still unknown. We are told that they actually did DNA testing, but they still can't identify the victim. All we know about her so far is that she was homeless. The suspect remains behind bars. Police say he's a Guatemalan migrant who entered the country illegally back in 2018. Sebastian Zepeda was deported just days after entering the U.S., but then he snuck back in. The morning of this vicious crime, police say after setting the woman on fire, he then walked out of the subway car and sat on the bench here at the platform and watched her burn alive. Her body burned beyond recognition. Faith leaders here today saying this should have never happened. They say the system failed her.
So we're calling on the police commissioner. We're calling on the governor. We're calling on the mayor. The slogan in this city is, if you see something, say something. But no one said nothing. No one did nothing. They just watched this young lady burn on fire alive. Homeless lives matter. She was burnt up so bad that the police cannot even identify who she is.
And they say the mayor and the government and the governor need.
Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah, right. Well, you know, it's that. Hey, how about that? You know, some honest, honest blacks there, huh?
Well, they're advocating for homelessness, it looks like. But you know what the amazing thing about this story is that here we have a situation, obviously, where, oh God, I started that again, where all of this attention is being focused on this homeless lady. And okay, yeah, or not homeless lady, but this lady who was burned alive. Not homeless, because they can't confirm that. But the amazing thing is that every day here in this once great nation, how many attacks, rapes, tortures, and murders by Negroes on whites are there? They should have a channel dedicated just to that.
Yeah, but they would never do it.
They would never, because they want
never,
it.
Never do it. It's just always these blacks killed resisting arrest.
Right, but exactly, of course, because the Jew wants that. But could you imagine if a channel was dedicated? There is like a, I think an X channel dedicated to that, but a television channel just dedicated to daily crimes committed by feral Negroes against whites, against everybody, really. After a little while, people are like, holy shit, what's wrong with these fucking savages?
Things would begin to change, but we know whose hands the media is in.
Of course.
They'll never let it happen.
Of course. And we may have touched on this or I may have mentioned this to you, but in a book that I'm not even done with it. It's a huge book on the New York Times, the history of the New York Times. In that book, it revealed the year that the New York Times stopped including race in crime articles. Did I mention that to you at
all? No, not to my recollection.
You want to guess the year?
Pretty early on.
Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know, the 50s, maybe?
Close, yeah, 46.
46, earlier yeah, so, than I would have thought.
Right, wow. Yeah, yeah, way early. A lot of people say the 70s, 80s, 90s. I think the reason was because after World War II and all the boys came back, the Negroes were busy doing what they do best. And it's not jump or bounce a ball. It's commit violent crimes. And there were so many violent crimes being committed by Negroes who weren't serving on the front lines or wherever. They weren't in the military anymore. They had all this time on their hands. What are they going to do? Read a book? Right. So I'm sure the Jews who controlled the New York Times said, this is really making these people look bad. And we can't have that.
Can't afford to have them look like what they are.
Exactly. Remove race from all crime reporting. Today you can see crime stories where they're talking about a vicious, heinous crime that was committed. And there's nowhere in the article that they mention what the person looked like. Forget about race. I mean, okay. Sex, race. Height, weight, hair color, what? Give it to us. Nope.
Yeah, just give us a picture. Yeah, I want to see the victim, and I want to see the criminal.
Absolutely, but they won't. Okay, let's get back to this article, finish it up, and get on. Let me make it bigger here, and then I will do that other thing. How about now, James? Is it there?
Okay, yeah. Scroll down, we can read along.
Yeah, we're on this section. She grew up in Little Falls, New Jersey, right?
Those of us who can read.
Can you see that? Is that big enough? Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Yeah. She grew up in Little Falls, New Jersey. I've been there, where she was reportedly a popular student, cheerleader, and worked at a pancake house. I think there was a right on Route 46 in Little Falls or near Little Falls. There's a International House of Pancakes, which they now call IHOP. Might have been the one she worked at. In her 20s, she traveled with friends to places like Jamaica, Mexico, the Bahamas, and Las Vegas, holding various short-term jobs. In the early 2000s. She worked for Merck, but her life took a downturn. She fell into debt, faced liens, and filed for bankruptcy. Court documents reveal multiple minor arrests. In her 2008 bankruptcy filing, she listed more than $90,000 in debt and no income. At the time, her assets included clothes, a futon, a television, and a Dodge Neon worth $800. She briefly stayed at a New York homeless shelter after moving to the city recently, though it didn't say when. Documents at the New York, I guess, Department of Social Services. The man accused, of course, that's not a man, that's a creature. Like you said, James, you just got to look at him and you realize that's a creature from another time and maybe another place. The man accused of setting Debrina Kawam on fire said, "Oh, damn, that's me." when he saw video of the attack, but said he didn't remember anything. So they were aboard an F train, whatever that means. I guess there's different letters. That was stopped in the early morning hours of December 22. He set her on fire there, then fanned the flames with a shirt and watched the woman burn from a subway bench.
He doesn't remember what happened, falling asleep, drinking heavily, but what was he doing carrying around all that flammable liquid? He was looking, he was intent upon doing this, and it was just a matter of picking the time and the place and the person.
Absolutely. And ultimately, who we can blame for this are the fucking Jews who allow all this garbage into this country. And I pray that their day is coming.
Well, it is. It is.
I want to see it.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing it myself. But it might be a toss-up.
Yeah.
It's going to get awful bad.
It is.
You know, we were before we went on air, we were talking about the fires around LA. And, you know, when God puts the hammer down, it's not too selective.
Might be happening now. Although they did say, yeah, they did say that, I don't know if it was initially or now, but there are some guys out there, or I don't even know if the guys, but some allegedly humans in ski masks or something starting fires now. Who knows if they did it before? I don't know the origins of
a lot of these fires. You know, Colorado's had its share in recent years, and there's a lot of I guess in some cases it's been established that it was arson.
Okay. You know, they, since we're talking, we're on the fires, there, now that a video is going around where somebody filmed going down, I guess, the, what they call the PCH, the Pacific Coast Highway. I've been on that thing when I was in California over the decades. I was stationed there in San Diego in the Navy, but I'd been back there, I think, a couple of times. And the Pacific Coast Highway, when you're going through Malibu, you know, you've got all these nice homes on expensive real estate, right, parked right on the ocean. Now you can see the ocean. Those homes should not have been there anyway.
Yeah.
Well, they're not there now, and you can drive by and see that beautiful view. But you know the Jews will come back, and they'll get taxpayer money. They'll get insurance money, insurance rates will go up, and they'll rebuild their homes.
Yeah.
And they will not have suffered one bit, because that's what they do.
Yeah. And nobody learns anything. And that's when you're really asking for it, when you don't take any lessons.
Yep. They don't learn a damn thing. Sucker born every minute. Oh. Let's take a look at some stories, James, all right? The chat, Red Pill Radio. George, good morning, fellas, in chat. Hello, George. George is on FTJ, Red Pill Radio. Shameless Wiseass, good morning, gents, all. All right, how convenient. I don't know, he's probably talking about one of the stories that we just covered here. So we took a look at her. Let's close that out. All right. And I wanted to talk about this, our last show. But we ran out of time. And let's bring this up here because it looks like it might be coming back, my friend. It might be coming back. Let's hope not.
Boy. Just what we need. Just what we need.
Let's see. Face mask mandates make a comeback in 8 states amid fears of quad-demic.
That's a new one.
Face mask mandates appear to be making a quiet comeback in hospitals across the U.S. amid concerns over what experts are calling a quad-demic or quad-emic. 4 viral infections. Flu. Remember flu disappeared when COVID was here?
Yeah.
They were like, no, all of a sudden. Has anybody answered about this? Like, there were none. None. Flu. COVID. The cold-like virus, RSV. And norovirus are rising, reaching around 50 million cases and 30,000 deaths so far this winter. In response to the outbreak, Duke Health in North Carolina and Mass General Brigham in Massachusetts both updated their masking and visitor guidelines this week. It means hospitals in at least 8 states are requiring or strongly urging mask wearing indoors. Wisconsin. These are all fucked states. I don't know about Indiana, but California, Illinois, Indiana, Jersey, and New York. The move comes amid growing fears about a viral outbreak in China that has reportedly overwhelmed hospitals in northern provinces. China always gives us the invasive species, you know, the bug, the murder hornets, these giant evil bugs, the diseases. I mean, you remember when Trump said, when he just dared to mention that he called it the China virus?
Mm-hmm.
What the fucking Jews media did to him?
Right.
It's the same thing like with crime. You can't mention that they're blacks. You can't mention that there's 40,000 rapes by Negroes on white women, and there's basically zero the other way around. Can't say it, because you'll be racist. Mass General, which treats 2.5 million patients, is comprised of 12 hospitals and clinics scattered throughout Massachusetts, and for most of its facilities, leaders escalated its respiratory virus activity status to high. Now, clinicians and hospital staff are required to wear masks in patient areas, and patients and visitors are strongly encouraged to wear a face mask, though there is no requirement. So that's good, right? Maybe it's not back.
Something's happening, though. Something's happening.
Something's happening.
I'm looking off on the right side of that screen. You can just let it go. But they had RuPaul in there, the fag, you know. And he's some kind of a TV celebrity, all fully accepted, you know. He's just normal, right? And that's normal for this society.
Piece of shit?
A piece of shit. That's probably a man next to him.
Yes.
But, you know, and that's the society. That is what the society has become.
Exactly.
So God is going to put the hammer down on that. He is putting the hammer down on that. And unfortunately, people like that poor soul on that F train are going to get it right along with the rest.
Exactly.
You know, you and I and certainly Commander Rockwell was a great champion of true justice. Let's get these people. Let's arrest them. Let's put them on trial. If they're found guilty of a crime, we'll execute them. Unfortunately, God doesn't work that way. He'll put the hammer. When he puts the hammer down, he puts the hammer down big. But you have to also look at it like this. Even the communists say, the niggers were saying back during George Floyd, silence is violence. Silence is approval and so forth. Well, yeah. But to hell with coming from them. It's coming from our side. Should be our society. And we're letting this shit happen. Look at those so-called leaders in that cathedral this morning. Pieces of outright shit. And somehow, and you mentioned Newsom of California, they get elected or return to office. Well, now, God's looking at this. He's saying, well, if that's what you want, that's what you got, and you're going to get it right along with them.
Yeah.
And they are.
I got a problem with that.
You got a problem with that. Yeah, I just, you know, try to keep make of yourself a low target at all times insofar as it's possible.
Yeah, well, I do. You know, I mean, I don't mix with the riffraff. But, yeah, it's just unfortunate that it has gotten to that point. And we talked about this last show, I think. You know, the Trump electoral victory is an indication of how there's a good number of folks. They don't know what we know, but they're starting to wake up.
Yeah, they know they're fed up.
Okay, let's get to the chat before we get back to an article. The guy not remembering setting the woman on fire, right, Shameless Wise-ish. Yeah, convenient. Very convenient. Holy mackerel, what are we doing? Altered Lawn, a couple to help keep the shows going. Hail FTJ. Altered Lawn gave $50.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow, thank you.
Yes. And as I've said before, we will definitely put it to good use. And any money that's donated on this show, it's just sitting there. It hasn't been touched. So thank you. Okay, Elizabeth, the two fires that are huge. Now, Elizabeth is in California, but she's not in L.A. She's in, I think, Palm Springs. The two fires that are huge in Los Angeles are really good subject matter for discussion today. One is the Hollywood Hills, and the other is in the Palisades, and they are wiping out dozens and dozens of expensive homes. Okay, I was going to go there. Now, actually, so we might as well, because that's the top story or the main story in the Daily Mail, right on the homepage. And there you go. Let me make that the big one. That look good, James?
Hollywood hellscape.
Celebrity homes destroyed in L.A. wildfires mapped. Interactive graphic shows the extent of devastation across Hollywood.
We got three celebrities affected.
Well, you got two Levy Jews and a Negro, right?
And a nigger, right. Well, yeah. I'm going to cry my eyes out.
Right. So you've got Eugene Levy, fuck you. Steve Guttenberg, fuck you. Kahi Leonard, fuck you, whoever you are. I have no idea who you are, but you're black, so you're oppressed.
Well, he's living like a Turkish sultan or something, exactly. While the rest of us are scrambling for goddamn survival.
Exactly. So let's check out these. So there's some fires there. Okay, big fucking deal. Oh, yeah, look at this Jew, Negro. Matt Damon, yes! And his buddy, Ben Affleck. Fuck you. I have no idea who Adam Brody and Leon Meester are. Billy Crystal, another yeah, Jew.
Another Jew.
That's right. Not your real name, Jew. Let's just find out what this Jew's real name is. Billy Crystal. What a piece of fucking shit. Okay. Billy Crystal. Wow, it says he was born William Edward Crystal. Well, yeah, but what was it before? Let's see. Come on. Sons of Helen Gabler, a housewife, and Jack Crystal,
who owned an opera. Yeah, Crystal can be a Jew name. You know.
Here it is.
Gold, silver, crystal.
Right. Well, this is spelled differently, I guess. I don't know. Crystal. Crystal is Jewish. No shit. His ancestors emigrated from Austria, Russia, and Lithuania. Okay, let's get back to this son of a bitch. All right, then we got Anna Faris. No idea who she is. John Goodman, too fucking bad. Cody Smulders, never heard of her. Do you know any of these guys?
No.
I know Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, I know. I don't think he's a Jew, but he's a would-be Jew. James Woods, I think, is.
He's a Jew?
If he's not, he should be. He certainly looks like one.
Well, he's mighty conservative. I don't know if he is. Let's see. Maybe you're right. Let's see. James Woods. Born 1947. Okay, let's see. He was born in Utah. His father was a U.S. Army intelligence officer who died when James was about 12, 13 after routine surgery. His mother, Martha Smith, ran a preschool after her husband's death. Ah, he is of part Irish descent and was raised Catholic. So,
well,
yeah.
check him out sometime. Let's don't waste time here, but check out his appearance. He has played Jews.
Has he?
He has played Jews, and he's got the look.
Huh. Yeah, he does. I have no idea who this. I know this guy, Steve Kirk, because I went to school with him at the University of Arizona, where he played basketball, and now he's a coach, I think. But he's very, very liberal. Oh, that's a shame. Tom Hanks, you lost your home. Paris Hilton, we really feel bad for you guys, for losing your homes, because you don't give a fuck about anything but the Jews who make you rich. And you don't do anything with your money that would benefit normal people, regular people. Look at this Jew. Fuck yeah. You. All right. Let's see who else. Hopkins, who cares? We're not going to go through this whole thing. But anyway, there you go. So we talked about the fires. James, do you give a shit that these things are burning at all?
No. Yeah,
I don't either.
I mean, how could I? And why exactly. Would I?
Exactly.
I worry about the green growing things, and I worry about the animals because
yes.
there are puma roaming around L.A. Somehow they managed to survive, and it's been going on forever. And I worry about them.
Yes, I agree. I worry
about them.
Innocent animals. Exactly. Yes. That's right. Okay, take a look at this because we mentioned this. Okay. Altered Lawn says, I know you guys do. I appreciate the platform you guys have given us. Thank you. We appreciate you, Altered Lawn. Elizabeth, time to fight back. Fuck yeah. Would it be progress if we asked that Pride Month be called Anal Sex Month?
Well, yeah, I guess. call it what it is.
We can call it whatever we want. Okay, let's just go here because we talked about this, and I'm going to do that little magic trick there. And what that says there is the cryptic conversation between Obama and Trump revealed as pair plan meeting after Carter's funeral. So they were lip reading. Trump told Obama he had an urgent secret to share as they sat together at Carter's funeral. In a stunning turn of events, Trump said it was important to speak to Obama in private today so they could deal with something. Trump suggested they look for a quiet place where they could discuss the mystery matter after the service. Lip reader, Jeremy Freeman, part of the 2%, told Daily Mail. Remained unclear whether the crucial information Trump had to tell Obama related to a national security issue or something else. But the animated conversation between them left onlookers highly curious as to what they were whispering about.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious myself.
Right. The two men have castigated each other as visceral political enemies for years, but they appeared friendly as they sat together in a pew, engaging in a lengthy and warm chat before the service started. At one point, Obama put his service sheet in front of his face so his words could not be deciphered. And there's Melania, and there's Emhoff, the Jew married to the cackling hyena. And let's see. But when both men were visible, the lip reader was able to make out their comments. In one interaction, Trump leaned over toward Obama's ear and said, "I've pulled out of that. It's the conditions. Can you imagine that?" Obama laughed and Trump carried on saying, "And after I will." At another moment, Obama said to Trump, "Are you going back to the foy after?" Trump responded, "Call me at the foy after." Yep. The word foy was unclear to the lip reader, but it could have been they were arranging a later meeting in the foyer. Obama also said to Trump, it should be good. Trump then responded, "I can talk. We have to find a quiet place. Sometimes this is a matter of importance, and we need to do this outside so that we can deal with it, certainly today." Obama then nodded, and both men said, "Right and okay." There you go.
Very, very, very interesting. We may never learn, though. We may never find out.
Probably not, but there you go. Okay. Let's see what's going on in the chat. Okay, Newsom is married to a Jew Hollywood producer. Let's find out. He's a revolting guy to look at. Okay, let's bring this piece of shit in view here. All right, and I'll go back and make that big. There we go. And let's look at this piece of shit. All right. Gavin Christopher Newsom, born in 67. All right, let's see. Just a slimy looking guy. Would you buy a car from that guy?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't give him the time of day.
Picture's worth a thousand words. Okay, he was born the son of Tessa Thomas Menzies.
Uh-oh.
And William Alfred Newsom III, a state appeals court judge and attorney for Getty Oil. Fourth generation San Franciscan. All right, let's just see. His parents divorced in 71 when he was 3 years old. That sucks. Okay, he was married to this Kimberly Guilfoyle, who I think was with Donald Trump Jr. They were married for about 5 years. 2 years later, he married Jennifer Sibel. Let's find out about her, because that's what... Like I said, Elizabeth thinks everyone's a Jew. Let's see if this one's a Jew. Okay.
I doubt it, but you ought to look up the Menzies woman.
Menzies, I don't know about that name. Jennifer Lynn Sibel Newsom, born Sibel. Okay. Let's see. She's a director, writer, and producer. All right. She did a film. Okay, she was born in San Francisco to Kenneth F. Sibel Jr., an investment manager, and Judy Sibel Nee Fritzer. Sounds mighty Jewish. But let's see. 6 years old, she was present when a golf cart accidentally ran over her older sister, Stacy, killing her. Shit. Okay, she played sports, graduated with honors. I don't know. I mean, That doesn't really look like a Jew, does it?
No.
And again,
no, not to me.
Yeah, that doesn't look like a Jew. But if Elizabeth has any evidence that this is a Jew, inquiring minds want to know. So let's get rid of that. That's enough of that. Okay. All right. We did that and we talked about the lip reader and we talked about the celebrity homes burning. And let's see what else is going on here. All right. Okay. Nothing. All right. So let's go to some other stuff. All right.
Well, I'll tell you, on the past couple of days, they're talking about Trump stating that he wants to take back the Panama Canal, which I'd be 100% in favor of. That bastard Carter gave it away. Okay. But now they're saying, and I guess it's true, he's talking about taking Greenland and even Canada. Seriously.
Yes.
Well, I don't know about Greenland. They say it's rich in resources, right? Maybe it is. I don't know. But, you know, it took me back to the 60s when we would sit around party headquarters in our off hours and muse about Der Tag when we were able to really set things straight. Yes, we're going to take Canada. We're going to make it all one country. We're going to build a capital city right square in the middle of the continent. I think we were going to call it Vinland, naturally. But, yeah, we would talk about taking Canada. Now historically, I've heard that the War of 1812 had something to do with this country trying to take Canada. Then, it didn't turn out too well. But then, after the Civil War, when this country had the greatest and strongest army in the world, they had two ways they could go with it. Of course, they could have disbanded it, but number one, they could either take Canada with it, or number two, they could go and finish off the Plains Indians. Well, they chose the proper course.
Yeah, I think so. Yes. And funny you brought that up, because that was going to be the next thing that I brought up on the screen. And the reason being that right after we had our last show, and we were speculating about Greenland and Canada and all that, and because we talked quite a bit about it, this happened. And right after we closed off the show, it came up. Let me show you. And this is not old news. I mean, it just happened.
Wow, I've got the whole screen. What am I going to do with it? Did we lose you? Damn. Well, folks, I don't know if we're broadcasting. There we go.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
But at any rate, this is what I had up there. Trump will not rule out force to take Panama Canal, Greenland. So I think you've probably seen that on television, right, James?
Yes.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me do something here real quick, because this is not working the way that it's supposed to. Okay, I think that's good now. And let me just play this real quick.
I'm not going to commit to that.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump on Tuesday declined to rule out military or economic action as part of his desire to have the U.S. take back control of the Panama Canal. and acquired the Danish territory of Greenland.
I can't assure you on either of those two, but I can say this. We need them for economic security.
The extraordinary statement came as Trump further outlined an expansionist agenda 2 weeks before he is sworn into office on January 20th in Washington.
Well, we need Greenland for national security purposes. I've been told that for a long time, long before I even ran.
Trump suggested he would impose tariffs on Denmark if it resists his offer to purchase Greenland, which he said is vital to U.S. national security. Denmark has said Greenland is not for sale. Aaja Chemnitz is a Greenlandic member of the Danish parliament.
It's a we maybe collaborate a bit more with the U.S. We shouldn't be bought by anyone because Greenland is not for sale and Greenland will not be for sale. But we can have a closer collaboration on business development with the U.S.
Her comments come as Trump's eldest son, Donald Jr., on Tuesday, arrived in Greenland's capital Nuuk on a private visit. When it comes to Panama, its president, José Raúl Mulino, has previously rejected the notion of turning the canal back to the U.S., which had owned it before handing over control to Panama in 1999.
We gave the Panama Canal to Panama. We didn't give it to China. And they've abused it. They've abused that gift. It should have never been made, by the way. Giving the Panama Canal is why Jimmy Carter lost the election, in my opinion, more so maybe than the hostages.
The press conference, Trump's second since he won the November 5th election, took place one day after Congress formally certified his victory.
Nobody's ever won so many cases as I have.
Meanwhile, on the same day, a New York appellate court denied Trump's bid to halt the sentencing Friday for his conviction stemming from hush money paid to a porn star. Also on Tuesday, a judge in a separate case temporarily blocked Special Counsel Jack Smith from releasing a report on his investigations into Trump for his mishandling of classified documents and attempts to overturn the 2020 presidential election.
Okay. So, yeah, it's a serious thing. He's going for it.
Well, I would say go ahead and take the Panama Canal and don't worry about it. But like the woman that was up there speaking, yeah, we're closer with Denmark. Don't take Greenland. That's just, God almighty, that's not going to fly. I mean, he could probably get away with it, but my God.
I don't know.
You know, hey, go ahead and let Putin take Ukraine. You know, what the hell? Let's just, you know, let everybody take everybody else.
Well, it is interesting, obviously. And what I said regarding why he's doing it, you know, his legacy, there's an article on that. We could look at that. But let's get to something else here. We're done with the Daily Mail. Thank you,
Bill. While you're looking around, I'll tell you a quick one on Panama. You know, Theodore Roosevelt was the guy behind all that. And he's quoted as saying, yes, I took Panama. What they did was they fomented some kind of a something in Colombia. Panama was part of Colombia. So that they would have a free hand in going down there and building the Panama Canal. Yeah, the French had tried it and failed. And Roosevelt thought, well, if we're going to do this, it's going to be ours. We're not doing it for anybody else. And so, yeah, he said, yes, I took Panama. Well, okay, great. I'm in support. So if Trump wants to take it back by force, I'm in support.
Yep.
But I would not take Greenland.
No, and Greenland's a part, as we read last show, Greenland's a part of the European Union.
Yes.
So that would not
be like
good.
It's like an act of war.
Exactly. 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 Before we get to the next story, let's look at the chat here. Red-pilled, next month is Nigger History Month.
Yeah, well, what history?
Again?
What history?
Yeah, they have no fucking. It's very simple.
Right? History is development.
Yeah, right. It's very simple. White, great-minded whites created modern civilization. Everyone else wants to come here because of that, because they can't create their own civilizations.
And by so doing, they'll drag us down.
Exactly.
Just like they always, always do.
Exactly.
The only civilizations to fall are the white ones.
Of course.
Because they're the only ones to rise.
Exactly. And if anybody doesn't get it, just look around and let us know about the other civilizations. Remember, there's no stairs in Africa. They haven't invented stairs.
There's no stairs in Africa.
No, there's not. There's huts.
Yeah, I realize that. Yeah. That's great. Never thought of it. It's true.
Yeah, it's true. There's no stairs. And I remember when one of the great white explorers went there, they came with like a carriage, a horse-drawn carriage or whatever was pulling it. And the tribe of Negroes, were making strange movements with their heads. All of them in line were doing this. And so the explorer thought that, you know, it was some sort of a greeting, or he couldn't discern what it was. But what it actually was they had never seen wheels before.
Wow.
And they were following the wheels around.
The rotation had them hypnotized.
Exactly. So this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with, you know, basically subhumans. Look, not all Africans, obviously. Ghana is a country where English is the main language spoken there. I interviewed one of the kings of Ghana. I met him. Incredibly bright, brilliant. I mean, so well spoken. So it's not like every African is an idiot, but most of them are. at least most I've seen. Okay, let's get to the comments. I don't know what this means, Red Pilled, what the actual fuck, but maybe you could tell us. Lisa from Germany, good evening, everyone. Okay, more Germans become victims of violent criminal migrants than vice versa. And here's a quote. The 2019 criminality in the context of immigration report showed an increase of 102% in the number of Germans who were victims of a crime committed by a member of the immigration group, including all those who came via the asylum system to Germany, close quote. The Magdeburg Christmas market Muslim terrorist attacker who killed at least six and injured a bulk of more 200 plus, allegedly got a fine to pay. That's all. Now, come on. If this is true, it's probably not. Who knows, in a system where the CIA and Mossad controlled media and those traitors in power keep telling lies all the time, the public outrage is going to boil over. In Austria, a gang of migrant rapists of a 14-year-old girl go free, no punishment at all. They only need to claim consent to being sexually abused.
Yeah, that's where it's heading. That's what's on the horizon. By the way, David,
yes,
I'm up there about the size of a postage stamp. I don't know what happened to your screen.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I mean, no great loss, but
how about now?
Same thing.
All right, hold on a second. Let's see what we can do here. Still postage stamp? Yeah. You know what? I think what happened was we dropped out for some reason.
We did, for sure.
Yes. And how about now?
There we go.
Oh yeah. My. So man. I should have said that. I apologize.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
Yes. Okay. Her name is, Elizabeth says, her name is Jennifer Sabel, Mr. Rocket Scientist. She's Jewish. Prove it. Okay.
Well, I just simply say she's a would-be Jew at the very least.
Yes. Altered Lawn. Kawahi, that was that Negro who's mansion burned down, is a rich ass basketball player. Fuck him. Exactly.
Yeah. Fuck him. Right.
Fuck him. Altered Lawn Woods looks Jew. like James said, yes.
He really looks Jew. I mean, if he does. I've got a lot of these things that were issued back in the 60s and 70s. They got frontal and profile and everything. Look at the everted lips and look at all that, man. Woods has got them all.
Yeah.
It's uncanny.
Yes. Yes. So there's something there. Lisa from Germany, I've heard some American reporter claim we Americans have to take Greenland or else China will. Trump, we need Greenland for national security. Greenland is not for sale, you fucking retard. Huntress, O/.
Oh, Huntress, how are you? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yes, she's probably been away taking care of business. I was going to say something, but I didn't want to put any pressure on her. But let's see what she's got for us. Okay, Elizabeth, I live in Southern California, SoCal. And decades ago, I learned to spot a crypto Jew. And if I had one wish for Mr. Gehary, I would wish that he would learn to spot a crypto Jew. Elon Musk is a Jew. Winston Churchill is a Jew. And Gavin Newsom's wife is a Jew.
I was thinking about that name, Menzies. Churchill was about a quarter Jew, maybe right. An eighth. But a little of that dirty blood goes a long way.
Well, if it even is blood. I don't think Menzies is, because I have, you know, a connection to, not a connection physically, but I have a connection to a Menzies, and he's definitely not a Jew.
Okay. Well, there was a big Hollywood director, something back in
Sam,
the
day. Right.
Days,
Sam.
William Cameron Menzies. And I don't know if he was a Jew or not, but he was certainly there, and Hollywood was then and now loaded with them.
Well, let's find out. Let's just find out, for God's sakes. William Cameron. There he is, Menzies. Same spelling. He was an American filmmaker who pioneered the discipline of production design, a job title he invented. He was born in New Haven, Connecticut, to Scottish immigrant parents.
Well, okay. I'm satisfied.
I mean, look, we're not sure, but this is what Wikipedia is saying. Okay, here we go. Huntress, busy day, but I made something for you.
Ah.
Thank you for Siege. Oh, Huntress got Siege. You remember, James, you told me to send Huntress Siege?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. So we got Huntress taken care of. We got Elizabeth taken care of. Even though she hasn't received it yet, she will.
Well, that's because of Jimmy Carter, right? Because of the day of mourning. All right, let's bring up Huntress's latest. And we are here. And there's Huntress, and I'm going to do my little trick, and there she blows.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. There's, she's there's the author. I love it, God almighty.
She's reading Siege.
Now see that? I know. Now I know, again, I'm reminded what it's all about.
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
You ain't a kidding.
That is amazing. We have to find out what page she's on.
Well, she's almost to the middle of the book.
Yes. Let's see. Let's go here.
And I hope I'm not boring you.
We're going to find out.
You know, there's a lot in those 6 years, all those issues that was autobiographical. You may not know it the way I couched it, but it is.
Yes, of course. Yeah. August 1980 to June 1986. Red Pilled Radio, he was referring, when he said, what the fuck? He was referring to the Trump-Obama thing. Yeah, really. Okay, let's see what we got here. Yes, I know Katie Couric is a Jew. That was surprising to me when I found out about Katie Couric.
Well, okay. I'm a little surprised, but again,
because it sounds like an Irish, and she looks a little Irish,
but you know, hey, she spouts their line and nothing else but, and so
she's kike. She is pure kike.
She is a kike. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Let's go to the next story. We did the Trump one. Yeah. So I wanted to mention this, and of course, I reached my limit of articles to Reuters, and they want you to pay for it, but I'm not going to do that, of course. But we talked about the masks. Now look at this here, and this is how you could tell it's all horseshit, right? Bird flu risk remains low after first U.S. death.
Yeah, that's pretty low. That's pretty low, I would say.
That's pretty low. So let's bring this here. Let's see what this is all about.
Our risk assessment to the general population is still low.
After the first reported human death from H5N1 bird flu in the United States, the World Health Organization on Tuesday said that despite the recent death, the risk to humans remains low. The patient who died from the virus in Louisiana was over 65 years old and had been exposed to both backyard chickens and wild birds. That's according to health officials, who said the patient also had underlying medical conditions, heightening the risk for serious disease.
In a way, the risk is pretty localized, although it does seem to be growing across the U.S.
Sarah Michaels is an assistant professor in New Orleans who studies infectious diseases. She told Reuters wild birds infected the patient's domestic birds, which then infected the patient.
This is not a strain of influenza that can spread between people. It's still a good time to get your flu shot. Flu shot's going to prevent not avian influenza, but seasonal influenza and the possibility of being co-infected with those viruses, which is really what we're more concerned in the long run, that this bird flu that we have spreading across the U.S. right now has some kind of mutation or a reassortment event, which makes it more transmissible between people, which is what we have not seen yet.
Experts around the world have been studying bird flu's effect on animals and the risk to humans. Nearly 70 people in the U.S., most of whom are farm workers, have contracted bird flu since April. The virus has circulated among poultry flocks and dairy herds, according to the CDC.
Okay, there we go. So it's more horseshit.
Yeah, well, the woman who died apparently was about at death's doorstep anyway.
Right, exactly. At least they're telling us that. Reuters is telling us that, at least. That's very nice of them. Okay, we can't go to that story. We can't go to that story. And we can go to another story that we didn't get to cover the other day. It was up there, but James, we didn't have time. That's why I said we're going to have to go to 4 hours for this show. I'm kidding. This is something that you will remember.
Oh, boy, do I remember. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Well, they had a good sound. They were communists. At least one of them was a Jew.
The guy who died was a Jew.
Yeah, at least one.
Yeah, Peter Yarrow. Yep. He died at 86.
Yeah, they had a special on PBS or something some years ago, and they were just communists. They would attend every communist gathering. Well, it just says it right there. And their hit song, I know, from 1964, Puff the Magic Dragon, was all about blowing marijuana.
Exactly.
And our friend here, whom you know, she didn't remember Peter, Paul, and Mary, but she remembered the song, and she knew that it was all about blowing marijuana, which I just thought at the time in 64 that it was a cute song. I got the album even to this day. But what the hell did I know about marijuana? Nothing.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. And there's the Jew on the right. Yeah, of course, you don't know, and that's how they slip it in. Puff the Magic Dragon, right? And there you go. And that's a pure Jew.
And that is a Jew. Yeah. Yes. Looks like Norman Lear, doesn't he?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Yep, you're right. That is a Jew. And do you know about Someone sent me an email. They're probably not going to mention it in this article, although they might. But do you know about this Jews tangle with the law?
Which Jew?
This Jew who died.
Oh, really? No, I didn't.
Yeah. So that Jew. That Jew, and there he is. That's pure Jew right there. Let's see if they talk about it here. Let's see. We're going to switch screens, and we're going to go to – all right. And Lars is digging up Sibel, that Elizabeth says is a Jew, Newsom's wife, says this is her cousin, Thomas Sibel, founder of Sibel Systems. It's a big company, big tech company. Can't find anything to indicate he's a Jew.
Maybe not. Just a capitalist son of a bitch.
Yep. Okay, so let's get rid of that, and let's bring this one in here. All right. There's some people walking up the driveway trying to sell us something, and we're not going to answer the door. Okay, so there is this guy. Let me do the thing that I do. All right, and that's there, and we're going to go.
Now, that's him the way I remember him, right?
Yeah, right there.
That's him.
Yeah, pure Heeb. Okay. Yep, pure Heeb. Okay, so let us make it a little bigger. And we're going to see if they talk about his tangle with the law. Let's see. Activism. Yarrow cited Judaism as one of the roots of his liberal views.
Well, naturally.
To him, Jewishness means to live according to justice. And that's a burden. Fuck you. Okay, so let's see. Criminal conviction and pardon. In 1970, so when did this son of a this son of a bitch was born in 47, right? Yeah. So he was 23. He was convicted and served 3 months in prison for taking improper liberties with 14-year-old Barbara Winter.
Well, here we go. This reads really good. Oh, my God, man.
In August 69, she had gone with her 17-year-old sister to the Jews' hotel room in D.C. seeking an autograph. Winter stated, the Jew answered the door naked and made her masturbate him until he ejaculated.
Yeah, well, that's his Jewish, that's his Judaism and all his morality and what he was talking about there a few paragraphs back. But read down. Yarrow was granted a presidential pardon by guess who?
Well, he listen to this before we get to that. He served only 3 months.
Yeah.
1 to 3 year prison sentence.
Yeah.
He later apologized for the incident, saying that it was an era of real indiscretion and mistakes by categorically male performers. I was one of them. I got nailed. I was wrong. I'm sorry for it. So she was only 14.
Yeah.
And as you said, he was granted a presidential pardon by your favorite president, Jimmy Carter,
right,
day before it ended. For decades, the Jew avoided mention of the assault, but by the early 2000s, it became a campaign issue for politicians he supported. In 2004, Martin Frost of Texas, a Democrat, canceled a fundraising appearance with Yarrow, the Jew, after his opponent ran a radio advertisement about his offense. In 2013, Republican politicians in New York called on Democratic congressional candidate Martha Robertson to cancel a scheduled fundraiser with Yarrow. in 2019, he was disinvited from a folk music festival when the organizers were informed of his conviction. Funny how it happened when it happened, right, in 1970, but the Jews media was able to bury it so successfully that it took decades upon decades, even after Carter pardoned this dirtbag, this freak, this alien, for going after a fucking child. Listen to this. In May 2021, the Washington Compost wrote that his pardon by Carter, quote, perhaps the only one in U.S. history wiping away a conviction for a sexual offense against a child escaped scrutiny when it happened. It was granted just hours before the American hostages in Iran were freed, which captured headlines for weeks. The article detailed other allegations of sexual assault of minors made against the Kike, including the alleged rape of another teenage girl. How about that?
Well, there's a bottom line on Yarrow, and there's a bottom line on Carter.
Exactly. What would motivate a president, an outgoing president,
and supposed to be a Christian at
exactly,
that.
Exactly, a Georgia preacher to pardon a fucking scumbag who's making a 14-year-old girl jerk him off and allegedly raping other. That's why I wrote what I did in Siege in the publisher's note about the presidential pardons.
Yeah, and this guy taught Sunday school.
Exactly.
every week.
Right.
God damn. You know, God almighty.
How do the parents feel about that? Or other relatives or other people? And how do the Kikes have so much control that they could bury this famous guy, Puff the Magic Dragon, Peter, Paul, and Mary? Just bury it. Make it go away.
Yeah, the scum of the earth, scum of the earth, and they're the big-time recording artists, big-time entertainers, you know, digging their way into the subconscious minds of white American youth.
It's fucking sickening, man. It's just sickening. These fucking Jews.
Think of Bill Cosby. And remember, back in the mid-60s, he had a series of comedy albums, you know, very popular. He was a co-star on I Spy, a very popular show. And then he had a very popular television show of his own in the 1980s. And all the while, he's doing what he was finally convicted of doing.
They buried it. Exactly. So, right. This is nothing compared to that. Or but that guy what, in...
Go that? Ahead, David.
No,
go ahead.
I'll remember.
That's the state of the so-called culture. These are the idols. These are the celebrities. That's a good word. Celebrities. These are the people that are celebrated.
Yeah. It's so nice to see their homes, their mansions burn.
Oh, baby, too bad they couldn't have been in them.
Exactly. Exactly. But it's always the good, like that girl in the subway, who get burned alive.
Yeah, the poor innocents.
Yes.
The poor innocents.
Yes, exactly. So this scumbag, this Jew, this Puff the Magic Dragon Jew, yeah, fuck him. Okay, Lisa from Germany. Question. Isn't it weird that Jews want to look white and claim to be Semitic at the same time? Does that mean that whites once settled in the Middle East? Obviously, the Goths, I guess, which means the good ones, migrated from the Far East to the West?
Yes. Well, the way I've studied British Israel is that, you know, you go with the three sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and who's the third one?
You got me. Third.
But you got Shem and you got Ham anyway.
Someone's going to write it in the chat.
Yeah, and I wish they'd hurry up. Yeah.
Yeah. Quick.
Out of Shem, you get Semite. The Jews are not the true Semites. We are. We're descended from Shem. They're descended from Ham and the third one. And I could kick my own ass. I know that as well as I know my own name, but.
It happens to the best of us, James.
And anyway, you know, nobody developed in Europe because Europe, at least Northern Europe, was under a mile of ice. And they had to come, once that ice receded, they came in. And I knew a Danish lady, and she was very proud of her library at home, handed me a book on the history of Denmark. I was real curious. Denmark was dredged up by a glacier. It's a sandbar. I said, well, that ain't Denmark. It's the people. Where did the people come from? She said, well, I don't know. And the book doesn't touch upon that. I said, well, they're the Israelite tribe of Dan. Her response was, bullshit. I said, okay, if you got a better idea, I want to hear it. Okay. It's curious that one of the 12 tribes is the tribe of Dan. Right. But when you get to Revelation, Dan ain't there. He's been replaced by, you got Manasseh. Well, he's replaced by Manasseh. Joseph has split in two, Ephraim and Manasseh. Okay. Dan's not there. You get into the book of Chronicles, and there's that civil war in Israel that followed after the death of Solomon. And if you know how to read, Dan didn't want to partake in that brother against brother thing. And he got on his ships, and he got the hell out of there. And he went to one of his old colonization grounds, Denmark. And he went across Europe, and a lot of these European rivers start with D, Dan or D or what have you. You're Russia, Central Europe, all the way up into Denmark. Well, now, how about that one, huh?
Yeah, how about Japheth?
Japheth, yes.
Japheth. Okay, Japheth. So Lars and Jim, almost at the same time, messaged that.
Good for them. Thank you, guys. My proper names are slipping away from me a little bit.
Yes, that's okay. Asians and Europeans.
It's far from okay.
No, it's okay. You're fine. It's just one of those. Look. The other show, a couple of shows ago with Duke, he forgot who Carter ran against in the election when he tried to get reelected. So it happens. It happens to all of us. Lars says Asians and Europeans are supposed to be descended from Japheth. I don't know. You know anything about that, James?
Well, there's a lot of stories floating around.
Yeah.
I love a lot of... But whites inhabited the Middle East.
Yep.
And just as always, you got white flight.
Yes, the Antichrist. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You assimilate these people. Your civilization goes to hell. The life out on the street turns to shit. And the good people get the hell out of there.
Yep.
And they always go westward, west, always to the west. Europe, I think, is supposed to mean land of the setting sun. Always west, 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 west.
The Antichrist is supposed to be descended from the tribe of Dan, Lars is saying.
I can't buy it.
No.
That's the Danes.
Okay, maybe Trump's going to take over Denmark, too. All right, let's go here. And
very, very, very few things knock me breathless, but when I heard that, I was kind of breathless.
Yeah, yeah. Said,
wow, you know, wow. You're going to attack an ally? Jesus Christ.
I know. I know. Crazy. How's the weather there, by the way, James?
It's seasonal, as they say. It's cold, but it's bearable. We're not snowed under.
Right.
And it's January.
Yeah, right. Yep. Okay, let's take a look at this. We'll hit these out quickly here. All right. Boom. Why more frequent cold blasts could be coming from global warming.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, hell yeah. All right. Frigid air that normally stays trapped in the Arctic has escaped. Plunging deep into the... It escaped. The air escaped. It was trapped, but it escaped. Plunging deep into the United States for an extended visit that is expected to provoke teeth chattering, but not to be record shattering. You know who wrote this article? Can you see that?
Seth Borenstein.
Yeah, look at Seth. What a happy guy. Hey, Seth, good old Seth. So Seth thinks that the Arctic air has escaped like a prisoner. It's a cold air outbreak that some experts say is happening more frequently. And paradoxically, these are the experts. So these are the experts who believe in global warming. I don't think Seth contacted the experts who don't believe in global warming. Let's see if he did. Paradoxically, because of a warming world, such cold air blasts have become known as the polar vortex. It's a long-established weather term that's become mainstream as its technical meaning changed a bit on the way. What it really means to average Americans in areas where the cold air comes, brrr. Cold blasts expect to hit the Midwest, and there it is. There's the once great United States.
It's right over my hometown in Ohio.
Yes.
Right over it. And I was talking to my friend a couple days ago. He has to have people come and shovel out his driveway.
Yeah. Yeah, Ohio got like 10 inches. FTJ listener told me that. And let me... Lars says about the Antichrist being descended from the tribe of Dan, and that may be the reason he's not listed in Revelation. That's British Israelism stuff. Danes in Denmark from Dan, probably not true. I was in a church that taught that stuff. I know about it more than most people. We can't talk about religion and politics, right?
Well, you can.
You can. But you don't get anywhere.
I take great issue with traditional British Israel people. I get their magazine every month, and I might get a word or two out of there that's valuable to me. But in most cases, these people are elderly. They're still fighting the Second World War, and Hitler's an SOB. And Churchill's a great guy, and King George, he was sent from God, where most people that ever met the guy said he was an imbecile, and we know what Churchill was. But I tell you what, the thing that opened my eyes with the British Israel people was the whole migration thing, the migration. That's the key, and that's the answer, and in that, they're right, and they've got that documented. There's no question about it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. Oh. Let's go here. And okay. So this Jew is explaining to us why, the cold, the polar vortex, is because of global warming. You know, what's amazing to me is that none of these hacks or experts or scum, slime, have thought that the world's been around for quite a long time, and it's gone through ice ages and so on, and we're probably in a mini ice age right now. Why don't they take like a wider look at, you know, global temperatures over the course of, you know, time that the Earth has supposedly been around? And that's one. And the other thing is, would you rather have it warm or cold? So warmer or colder?
Well, you know, there are extremes, of course. I don't like extremes in temperature.
No.
But I'd rather be a little warm.
I think so, yeah. So if it is warming, isn't that a good thing? Can they just, shut the fuck up and leave us alone?
Up to an extent.
Yeah.
Up to a certain extent. But we don't have any control. No control over it at all.
Right, exactly. But this isn't something that's going to happen supposedly for a long time. It's going to go up 1 degree in a million years. Okay, look, James, look who this Jew interviewed. Judah Cohen.
Cohen, wow.
Yep, another Jew. 2%. They're everywhere. Everywhere. Oh, and there's Tom Fleischman. Shoveled snow in Cincinnati before dawn 2 days ago. Tom Fleischman. Yeah, all this bullshit. I'm done with that one. How about you?
Oh, I'm done with it.
Before it started.
Before it ever got started.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm sorry. I put you through that. We're going to get rid of that story. Okay. And we're going to go to something. And now for something completely different, as they say. All right. Let's go here. Goodbye. Goodbye, Jew. All right. We're going to close this article. And goodbye, Jew story. And we're going to go here. Remember we had that story about somebody stowing away in the landing gear. And I think they landed in Chicago.
There's been another.
Yep. Another one. What the hell is going on? Right?
And how do they get in there? And why? You know you're going to die up there. Unless you're already dead when they put you in.
Two bodies are found in the landing gear of a JetBlue plane at Florida Airport. And there it is. There's the plane, JetBlue. And two bodies found in the landing gear. Latest security breach. Bodies discovered in the wheel well during a routine post-flight inspection on Monday night. Aircraft had arrived in Fort Lauderdale shortly after 11 p.m. Must have been freezing, man. They froze to death. Came from JFK in New York. They didn't identify the individuals. Heartbreaking. Paramedics declared both dead at the scene. Agencies, homicide and crime scene units are investigating. Both are believed to be men. They're not sure.
They're not sure. What the hell?
Beyond that, their identities at this point are unknown. They're trying to sort it out. So maybe they got disfigured. The wind maybe took parts of their bodies off. I don't know. But usually the ones who do this are, I've found over the decades, Negroes or Hispanics. They're the ones who crawl into wheel wells because they don't understand, you know, what's going to happen to them.
What happens at 30,000 feet?
Exactly. Exactly. The fact that they were able to reach the wheel well of a commercial jetliner is the latest incident, raising concerns about security within the nation's aviation system. Yeah, no shit. Okay, we're done with that. That's done. All right. Let's go here. We're going to get rid of that sucker. I told you we're going to be quick. All right. That's done. The wheel well. Goodbye. Okay. Let's go to this one right here. This one looks kind of interesting. And I have not read these things. And I know most likely you have not.
Oh, definitely. Definitely yes. Not. I hear these blurbs on the news. But
take a look at this one. This is interesting. 30 years after discovery of remains, DNA could identify all of a serial killer's victims. And by the way, this is something that the Jews media doesn't want you to know, but it's clear that most serial killers are black. So let's see if this one was. Yeah. And there's the urn that contains the ashes of Alan Livingston in Indiana. Decades after investigators unearthed thousands of human bones and bone fragments on a suspected Indiana serial killer's property, thousands. A renewed quest is playing out in laboratories to solve a long-running mystery. Who were they? A new team working to identify the unknown dead says the key to their success will be getting relatives of men who vanished between the mid-1980s and 90s to provide samples of their own DNA. Those samples can then be screened against DNA profiles scientists are extracting from the remains, which were found starting in 96 on Herbert Baumeister's, he's not a Negro, sprawling suburban Indianapolis property. And that's a lady holding a photo of her brother, Alan Livingston, who was identified in October 2023 as the ninth known victim of Herbert. The original investigators believe at least 25 were buried at Baumeister's 18-acre estate in Indiana based on evidence that included 10,000 bones and bone fragments, as well as handcuffs and shotgun shells. Not a good way to die.
Sounds like another John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah. Baumeister, a 49-year-old thrift store owner and married father of three, killed himself in Canada in July 96 before police could question him, taking with him many secrets, including the names of his presumed victims. Investigators believe that while his family was away on trips, Baumeister, who frequented gay bars,
there we go,
in Indianapolis, lured men to his home where he killed and buried them.
There we go.
By the late 90s, authorities had identified eight men using dental records and available DNA technologies. But then those efforts stopped, although the remains of at least 17 may have still been identified. And that's the Hamilton, I guess that's Indiana, county coroner stands at his office, and that's him. He said the renewed ID effort revealed that county officials at the time decided not to fund additional DNA testing, which essentially halted further efforts to identify the victims and place the cost of a homicide investigation on family members of missing people. Could you imagine if the leaders, the scumbags that we were talking about in D.C., instead of giving all that money to foreign countries, could you imagine if they kept the money here in the United States, what this country could look like?
Well, it would be transformed, absolutely transformed.
Uh, As decades slipped by, the bones and fragments sat in boxes at the University of Indianapolis's Human Identification Center, whose staff helped excavate the remains. That changed after Eric Pranger sent the coroner a Facebook message in late 2022. The Indianapolis man's family had long believed his older cousin, Alan Livingston, was among Baumeister's victims. Livingston was 27 when he vanished in August 93 after getting into someone else's car in downtown Indianapolis. After hearing about Baumeister 3 years later, his mother, Sharon, and other relatives began suspecting that Alan, who was bisexual, was among the dead. The coroner was about to take office when Pranger asked if he could help get some answers for his aunt, who had serious health problems. How do you say no to that? That's our job as coroners by statute, to identify the deceased. In late 22, police took DNA samples from the guy's mom and one of her daughters. The coroner began working with a team that includes the Indiana State Police, the FBI, the Human Identification Center, local law enforcement, and a private company that specializes in forensic genetic genealogy. Staff at the Human Identification Center, where the remains are stored in a temperature and humidity controlled space, selected some of the most promising bones for DNA analysis. At the Indiana Police State Laboratory, scientists cut out sections of bone, froze them with liquid nitrogen, and pulverized them into a fine powder. They then used heat and chemicals. I'll tell you, man. Geniuses, right? They then used heat and chemicals. That's why everybody wants to come here. Heat and chemicals to break open bone cells in the first step toward extracting a full DNA profile. Nearly a year after hearing from Pranger, the coroner announced in October 23 that a ninth Baumeister victim had been identified, Alan Livingston. His mom finally received some form of closure. She died in November of this year. It made me happy to be able to do this for my aunt, Pranger, 34, said. I'm the one who got the ball rolling to bring her son home after 30 years, and I felt privileged. After Alan was identified, I was so excited. And then after the fact, I asked myself, now what? I got answers, but what about all the other families? The coroner said about 40 DNA samples have been submitted by folks who believe a missing male relative may have been killed by Baumeister. He said those are entered into the FBI's combined DNA index system, or CODIS, but are used solely for identifying missing people. The coroner and his partners hope to get more DNA samples from relatives of men from across the U.S. who vanished between the mid-80s and mid-90s. They noted the men may have been traveling and stopped in Indianapolis to visit friends or sample its nightlife.
The gay scene.
Gay nightlife. To date, scientists have extracted 8 unique DNA profiles, all male, from more than 70 of the 100 bones that were sent to the Indiana State Police Laboratory by her. See all the bones behind her? One matched DNA samples provided by Livingston's mother and sister. 4 matched 4 of the 8 men first identified in the 90s, Jeffrey Jones, Manuel Resendez, John Baer, and Richard Hamilton. Of course, what they all have in common is they were gay, or they wanted to be gay, or they were undercover. Who knows?
Yeah, they're really undercover.
Yeah, now. Exactly. The three other DNA profiles remain unidentified, and two are still undergoing testing. Those three have boosted Baumeister's presumed victims to 12. The coroner's partners say their identification effort could take several more years to complete. Most of the bones were crushed and burned. He was thorough. Reducing their potential to yield usable DNA. That lady that we saw the picture of, a professor of biology and anthropology, said bone fragments deemed in poor shape are being held back from the destructive testing process in hope that future DNA technologies can unlock their secrets. Just imagine they're holding, you know, in rooms everywhere across this country, there's bone fragments that can't be tested with the technology that exists today, but they're holding out hope because they want to solve that crime. She noted...
Well, that's the advance of science, exactly. Yes, and I'm always in favor of that.
Absolutely. She noted some of the men may have been estranged from relatives or ostracized because of their sexuality. No one may have noticed when they vanished. These are individuals who were marginalized in life, and we just need to make sure that that's not continuing in death as well. Anyway, it goes on, and it's a pretty cool story because, you know, the underbelly of, you know, some of these cities' nightlifes, right? Result
pretty
in
seamy.
Yeah,
exactly. Pretty seamy. Well, as I've said for years, evil stalks the land.
Yes.
And talking about DNA, I'll throw out a crazy idea once in a while.
Yeah.
That double helix that symbolizes the medical profession.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Or the caduceus. It's the caduceus, but it's the double helix that represents DNA. But notice the resemblance. Now, where would they get the idea of a couple of stakes going up a pole to represent medicine? Well, I researched it as far as I could, and it goes back to ancient Egypt. But I have an idea it goes back further than that. And now we're getting into the area of lost high civilizations. And I'm not the only one who believes that all this knowledge existed on Earth at one time and has been lost. And now it's being rediscovered. But the problem is we're letting our population base go to hell, you know, and once it goes far enough, everything else goes with it.
You know, there is obviously, you know, the ability to look at it that way. There's also the, you know, the option of looking at it in another way that, yeah, we're up against the ropes and it doesn't look good, but could we outsmart them?
I don't think we can, but I think we are at the end of prophecy. And that means the man upstairs. Actually, they've outsmarted themselves. They've outsmarted themselves. They have a hot date with the man upstairs, and it ain't going to be pretty.
No. Let's just hope we don't get thrown in to that hot.
Yeah, I say, Lord, leave me out of this. Leave exactly. me out of this. Well, when he moves in to flatten everything, guess what?
Yep. We're collateral damage. And there you go. That's what you were talking about.
Yeah, that's the double helix. And if you can get the caduceus up there, we'll see what I'm talking about.
How do you spell that, James?
C-A-D-E-U-S. Caduceus. C-A-D-E-U-S.
I think I got it. Here she blows. I will get that for you, my friend. And there it is. Never fails, right?
Sometimes it does. There we go. There you go. Okay, now who thought of that? Anyway, it goes back to ancient Egypt.
There it is.
With wings, even. So there you go, folks. That's one for you to mull on. And until next time, maybe somebody will bump into a piece of information I may have not bumped into.
Yes. Yes. And on that, let's visit the chat because we're getting close to the end of the show already. Got one more story I want to take a look at. Let's see here. Okay. Lisa from Germany. Zelensky is going to visit the U.S. base Ramstein, Germany. He keeps demanding long-range U.S. missiles against Russia, which would make Germany the direct target for Russian retaliation. U.S. military, go away, leave already. Trump's going to take care of that. This little Zelensky, he reminds me. Remember Dukakis, James?
Yes, yes, I do.
Remember when he put on that army helmet?
Well, not specifically.
All right, I'll show you. This. That kind of, that I think that caught him or cost him the election. And I'll show you. All right. That's funny. Here's a story about Trump. Let me get this. Hold on. On NBC News. NBC News. All right. That's funny. So here's the story. Trump recalls Dukakis. He tanked when he got into the tank.
He okay. tanked when he got into the tank.
Hold on a second.
Well, that goes way back, doesn't it? And where was he at when he did this?
I don't know. Let's listen. Hold on.
Some tank plant. There's nothing like it in the world. You make the finest equipment in the world. You really know what you're doing. They just gave me a little briefing on a couple of those tanks. I want to get into them. But then I remember when a man named Dukakis got into a tank. And I remember he tanked when he got into the tank. He tanked. I never saw anybody tank like that. So I said, maybe I'll, but I'm a little bigger than him. I think it probably would work out okay. How would I look in a tank? Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let me get rid of that. Yeah. So Dukakis, because he was such a little guy, it looked really stupid of him to put on that helmet. And hold on a second here. That's still going off. How about that? And I've got to shut it up.
But didn't that guy run for president at some point?
He did.
I thought he did.
Yeah.
Against who? I can't remember against who.
He didn't win,
whatever it was. He didn't win.
No. So I think it was 88, right? And that was in Michigan. I don't know if you saw that. But 88 was Bush. Bush against Dukakis.
There you go.
Yeah. So, and then, of course, Bush lost, supposedly, to Clinton in 92. And the Jews, supposedly, the Kikes had a plan on the table to assassinate Bush 1. Because, remember, he was not a big fan of the Kikes. Nobody is, but, you know, he actually opposed some of their plans. And I think it was James A. Baker III, the Secretary of State under Bush, I believe, or it could have been Reagan. I should know this. I'm going to find out. He said, fuck the Jews. They didn't vote for us anyway. So it was revealed in that book by that former Mossad agent, Victor Ostrowski, that there were plans to assassinate an American president. Surprise, and a lot of people believe they did assassinate Kennedy.
Oh, they did, absolutely.
Yep. So let's do one more story, James. Let me just check the chat. Okay. Yes. In New York, we just call it winter. Yep. Jedi. We knows. Buy your carbon credits, Goyim. Oy vey. Okay. We got a bunch of images there. Altered Lawn. I'm with you, Mr. Lane. I agree. There is lost civilizations. We knows our genetics are only strengthening because the weak is being eliminated. That's true. Davis Lerman in the house. Catch Davis's shows on FTJ. I came in late and thought the last story was yet another Holocaust forensic story. Sorry, LOL. All right. Yes, Hollywood is burning. Love it. Let's just take a look at that particular image because I love. I don't. Is that real or is that just like a? That might be an AI generated image. But either way, James, take a look at this. You will like this.
Oh, the old Hollywood sign.
Yeah,
is that real or is it AI?
Well, that's the thing. They were talking about it being in danger. I imagine if it was in danger, they would be, you know, putting it all over the Jews media. That might be AI because the letters don't look like they're being touched at all.
Right. Yeah. Fire is all the way around it and the letters aren't touched.
Right. So. And that was the name comes from, I think. It was a real estate development called Hollywood Land.
Yep, by Max Sennett.
Yeah, there you go.
The old silent comedian.
Yes.
And it didn't fly. It fell into disrepair. They fixed up Hollywood, let the land go. And a number of unsuccessful aspiring stars have dove off those big letters to their deaths.
That's a shame. Okay. You mean aspiring, so they never made it.
They never made
it. And that is a shame. I would like the celebrities to do that. Okay, let's get here to the chat and see what we got here. All right. That it is, right. That it is. Right. So it was... I'm with you, Mr. Lane. I agree that there are lost civilizations. Okay. All right. Hollywood, Davis Lerman, Hollywood's on fire. So there's good news. Yes, absolutely. The only bad news is the Jews are going to get the better of us and the insurance companies. Okay. Davis Lerman, the garbage truck could have been Trump's Dukakis tank moment. Yep, that's true. Okay. Oh, let's see. He put up an article here. Davis, is the Hollywood sign on fire? Fake. Okay. So let's just take a look at this, James. All right. It's always good to have this stuff. This is what's so amazing. Oh, a nice little kitty, kitty cat. Okay. And let's go here again. And folks, as you could tell, we're going a little over. We're sorry about that. All right, let's magnify this puppy. Yeah, there we go. Is the Hollywood sign on fire? Fake news swirls around legendary landmark as deadly wildfires continue to devastate Los Angeles. By John Summerlod. Hopefully he's a German. Okay, as deadly wildfires continue to devastate Los Angeles County, go away. Los Angeles County, the outbreak of a new inferno in the Hollywood Hills on Wednesday afternoon, that was yesterday, led to the spread of fake pictures and video across social media, claiming the iconic Hollywood sign is ablaze. Those images are fake. And at the time of writing, should say of this writing, The legendary landmark is safe from the flames, as the fire would. Look at how they spelled wood, James.
Yeah, they're...
They're just literally...
They're losing their literacy.
Losing it. Would have to cross over a freeway, no problem, in order to impact the sign. Anybody out there in California near the sign, fire has to cross the freeway, help it cross the freeway.
Help it, yeah.
There are plenty of ways to do it. Think about it. The fire has, however, impacted the lights that illuminate the sign, affecting its visibility. At least five have been killed by the out-of-control fire so far. You notice how they say killed? You see, for a fire, you can say killed, right? So yeah. At least five have been killed by the out-of-control fire. Now, if they're writing about the kikes, they would say at least five Palestinians have died.
Have died. Very good.
By the out-of-control kikes.
Yes, out-of-control kikes. Yes.
With more than 1,000 structures destroyed, at least 150,000 forced to flee their homes. Emergency responders are battling to rein in the destruction with no water because of your leader, Newsom. Although their efforts are not... See, look at this stupid fucking article. They don't mention all the... They gave firefighting equipment to Ukraine. They cut the budget. They fired firemen, men. They concentrated on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Got to throw that pride shit in. Don't worry about fighting fires. It's all bullshit. They fucked this country up so bad. Okay. Thank you for that, though, Davis. Let's just take a look here at the chat. Yes, thank you, Davis. Lisa from Germany. The weak have been eliminated. We lost the best, overwhelmed, overpowered by a Jew demon-possessed world. Yes, that's true. Still, Hollywood is flaming in a different way, Davis says. Yes. Be a sweet boy to help the fire cross the freeway. Exactly. Well, one last story, James, and I know you'll like it, and I know we're going over, but we want to end this, I think, on a kind of positive note, right? Okay?
Suits me. I'm ready for it.
All right. I don't know I didn't read the article, but it looks kind of fun, so let's take a look at it. I will do that thing, and I'll get to the article. Smart bird feeders gain popularity and spark interest in bird watching. Who doesn't like to watch birds, right? They are cute little things, aren't they?
Oh, I feed the birds around here and the squirrels.
There you go. Yeah, squirrels are so damn cute. Okay, let's take a look at them. Smart bird feeders equipped with cameras and internet connections transform backyard bird watching and convert casual observers into dedicated wildlife enthusiasts. Let's watch this video.
The bird buddy came into my life as a gift for my husband for his birthday. He's a biologist. He loves birds. I didn't really particularly care about birds at all. I'm not anti-bird. I just didn't get it.
Bird watching normally requires you to wake up early in the morning, like crazy hours sometimes, right? You have to know the silhouette of the bird. You have to know its song. You have to go out to a place that you know it's going to be there, right? It can be an extremely hard thing to truly get into it.
I took initial pictures on my Facebook and was like, oh, look at this bird, bird camera we got. I never cared about birds, but look at their stupid little faces. They're so funny. And people started reacting to that. And then I kept getting more postcards from Bird Buddy, and they were just funny and cute. And so I kept posting on Facebook. And then I eventually said, this is now officially a bird feeder account.
There are, however, 20 to 30 species of birds in most U.S. backyards, right? that people either don't really know or appreciate, right? Or that they really don't feel like a strong sense of connection with because they are very ephemeral. They come and go.
I really enjoy watching, well, different birds for different reasons. The lady, the female red-winged blackbird, she takes no crap from anybody. The tufted titmouse, I really enjoy because he seems to know he's very handsome. He will sit in front of the camera and like hold his little seed and like blink at you.
For them, one of the most beautiful things of Bird Buddy is that they love being with nature on a first name basis.
Well, that was pretty cool.
Bird Buddy.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yes.
Those little guys right there, the blackbirds with the red and yellow, we've got them here. I don't know their proper name, but I just call them songbirds.
Are they scarlet tanagers?
No. Okay. I don't think so. But their song is very distinct.
Ah, very nice.
And I love those guys.
Yes, yes, me too. I like looking at the birds. We got some pretty cool birds here in the southeast here, the Florida Panhandle. Of course, the mockingbird is probably the most prevalent. They're crazy. I mean, they will, if you're in the backyard and you get too close to their nest, they'll stuka dive bomb you. And the crows, they torture the crows. I mean, they will literally, the crows, I don't know, do crows go after eggs? I don't know. Usually see them.
No, I don't know.
Marching around the ground, but I mean, they will literally dive bomb them, chase them in the air. And of course, they're like half the size of these things. Yeah, you're right. It's not a scarlet tanager. I don't know what it is, but pretty cool stuff. And let me go back there. Yeah, so the article is just going to talk about what we watched. And we don't need to read it, but it's always nice looking at birds. And sometimes the birds, they hit the window here, and not often. And then I'll go outside, and some of them have been like stunned. And just pick them up and, give them a little while to, get reoriented to what happened. And they take off. I have seen them hit too hard and break their necks, but more times than not, it takes a little while, but they shake it off and they get back up in the air.
Well, we had we had some friends we would visit in Wichita. And we arrived one day, and one of the ladies showed us a dead cardinal, which is the state bird of Ohio, okay? But he had flown into a window and killed himself. But that's the furthest west I had ever seen or heard tell of a cardinal.
Yeah. Yeah, we got them here. We got cardinals here. We got blue jays. Of course, I think the state bird here is the mockingbird, which was, of course, popularized from Kill a Mockingbird or something like that, which was Jew bullshit. Let's see. Okay. What's your cat's name, James? Jack wants to know.
Officially, Sunshine, which I use for a code word in many instances, but she's just had, as far as I'm concerned, officially her 15th birthday, the first of this month. And I just call her Kitty.
So officially Sunshine, unofficially Kitty.
Kitty, right.
Gotcha. All right. And does Kitty have like a nom de guerre, pen name that she uses?
No, it's just Kitty. Okay. It's Kitty.
Does she prefer either one? Have you noticed?
She only knows Kitty.
Gotcha. Okay. Altered Lawn, it is very nice to see that shit burn.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. That's tech put to good use, in my opinion. Yeah, it is nice, man. It is nice. Fuck those celebrities. Okay, I think we hit on. I mean, that those bird feeders, if they're affordable, they would make a nice gift, right?
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you need the internet, But this lady, like she said, she, Marin Plank, or Marin Plank, whatever, you know, she didn't expect that it would take off, but it did. People like to watch this stuff. Okay, that Oriole is stunning. Yes. Is that what it is, an Oriole?
Possibly.
Let's see. Oriole blackbird. That might be something else. Let me just see real quick before we sign off. Oriole. Come on. Other uses. There's Navy ships called the Oriole. All right. That's interesting. There is no bird called an Oriole.
Maybe, well, I don't buy that.
Well, I mean, because they have other names attached to it. Baltimore Oriole.
That's the ball team.
Well, that's a bird, too.
Okay, well, I'm sure the bird came first.
It must have. Can anybody identify that bird? The Baltimore Oriole, Icteris galbula, is a small icterid blackbird common in eastern North America. Well, let's see. That's an Oriole, guys. Okay, let's just go back to that thing. I didn't shut it yet. This thing right here is an Oriole. Let's bring her back before we sign off. Okay. And
there we go.
Let me do that.
That's thing. An Oriole.
Okay, so that's what it is. Okay.
Well, we've got them here, and I love them.
Yes. So even though they're in the east, you got them there, huh?
Well, we've got them, yes.
Yeah. Yes. Interesting that doing a search on them, it doesn't show. Anyway, we are way past the time. James, any final clip? Because today's Thursday. Today is June 9th. Yeah. It's the day of mourning, and we've been mourning today.
I've been mourning having to put up with that shit.
Exactly. Yeah, but it's over.
It's over.
It's over. Oh, the guy's dead.
It's over.
All right. Trump was cracking jokes with Obama during the service. You know, it's done. You know, we're done mourning. Tomorrow is the 10th. I don't know what that means. But we're going to be back. Let's see. We're going to be back on the 14th.
Middle of the month already.
Yeah. Unbelievable. We'll be back on the 14th and the 16th. We'll be back then the following week, the day after the inauguration, on the
20th. And it could be. Yeah, we could have interesting things to talk about.
I think we always do, though, right?
Oh, we find them. If they're not there, we dredge them up.
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you, James, as always. And thank you, Chat. And thank you for those wonderful donations. That was very nice of you. Like I said, we will put that to good use. What else? Is that it, James? Are we ready to go?
I think we've got it.
Okay. By Jove, I think we've got it. Okay. And since that's the case, James, I bid you farewell.
Hasta luego.
Yes.
Whatever the hell that means.
See you later.